I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, let's relive highlights from Friday night's high school basketball action on KNIA KRLS. Our first stop is Pella Christian as the Eagles hosted the Grandview Christian Fighting Tyler Crabs for homecoming, live on 92.1 KRLS with the aforementioned Tyler Crabs.
Jesse DeVries open looking a three-pointer. Jesse DeVries puts Pella Christian up 3-0 with 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Chloe Snyder at the top of the key, right back to Faith Kekmarinski, open looking a three. Faith Kekmarinski puts Pella Christian up 8-0. Great start for the Eagles. Maggie Heinen driving baseline, kicks. Karis Fickert open looking a three. Karis Fickert with 9 points now. Tyson DeVries driving, getting into the lane, kicks to Breams, wide open look, Josiah Voss for three! 28-23, Pella Christian on top of Grandview Christian. Hoban drives to the basket, loses the basketball. Eagles defense comes up again. Tyson DeVries kicks to Isaiah Breams. Breams to the basket, lays it in! 48-47. On the other end, Josiah Voss open. Look at a three! He knocks it down! Pella Motors timeout, J.D. Bohr! 52-51, Josiah Voss with a huge three-pointer! Unbelievable calm from the senior!
Final scores, girls, Pella Christian 63, GVCA 37, and the boys, Pella Christian 53, GVCA 51. We head to Knoxville next as the Panthers hosted EBF on Hall of Fame induction night live on 95.3 KNIA. Offense, here is Kobe Higginbotham with it over to Lincoln Norris. Baseline puts up the fall away. Good! Lincoln Norris puts the Panthers on the board first, 2-0. Gets it out to Carson Udermark. Now to Caden Smith, out to Landon. Three on the way. Splashdown, Landon Norris. Landon gets his first points, and the Panthers are up early, 5-0, with 6:41 remaining in the first quarter. Larson drives in, will lay it up and score! I don't think they thought he was going to do that. He said, hey, watch this. Goes in, out to Higginbotham. Higg will drive, will jump stop, will lay it up and score. Now there's how you move the ball. Here's Lincoln Norris, and he gets his pocket picked by Moore.
Kobe's not going to give
Moore
him that one.
Moore drives in, and he puts it, missed it. Boy, Kobe said, no, you're not slamming it this time. In fact, you're missing it. Now, here's Lincoln over to Drake. Drake a three. Splashdown, Drake Larson.
What a hustle play by Kobe turning into offense. That's a five-point swing there.
Yeah, it is. Inbounding is Glosser on the O of Knoxville. Goes to Brooks Moore. Moore down the lane, will put it up and couldn't get it. Rebound, tapped up, and no good by Carrick Stout. And Landon Norris gets the board. Norris down court to Drake Larson. Larson right by Eddieville Blakesburg's Gavage Spore. And he just left him flat-footed. My goodness.
That's a good move.
Final scores in the girls, EBF 62, Knoxville 28. And the boys, Rockets 72, Knoxville 58. Pella played Newton, and it was heard live on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 2 with Trevor Castle.
Newton's going to have to hurry to avoid another 10-second call, but Warner steals it first. Gordon lays it in. Back-to-back Pella steals that lead to Tristan Gordon layups, and Pella has a 6-2 advantage.
Steal, assist, repeat, right? I mean, rinse and repeat that formula, and Blaine and his staff will be in good shape.
Well, another steal, and now a Gordon three! Boom! Tristan Gordon with 7 points in 30 seconds, and the Dutch have a 9-2 lead. Another knockaway by Newton, near turnover. Harmon, right wing three, boom!
Great
Maddie Harmon, that is a much needed three for Pella. And their lead is back to 14 at 45-31 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a 5 second call leads to a turnover. One of two at the free throw line for Thompson. On the other end, Jenna Oltman just rips it away, and now Abby Warner, one on five, circles out, kicks out, Oltman for three, boom! Jenna Oltman has given Pella its largest lead of the game, 65-41. Oltman with the steal on one end and the three ball on the other. Pella chance with a little tempo here. Shake and bake. McGuire gets it inside and lays it in for two. Jack McGuire, 6 early points, and Pella has an 8-7 lead.
Boy, when he gets north-south on you, he's hard to stop.
There's a lean-in shot. Mattis, no good. Hardman snatches his 5th rebound of the game. Pella can cut it to 1 or tie, and it's Trado, the blow by, and the layup for Brayden Trado. He's got a 6-point burst, and Pella's pulled within 1 at 24-23. McGuire has it. Rowe is open. Shot fake. Drives. Layup. Yes. And one again. Another and one opportunity for Cameron Rowe. And a chance to give Pella its first lead since the first quarter. We're tied at 35.
Hey, what a move by Coach Schulte keeping Cam Rowe on the floor with 3 fouls.
Lampe left open. He'll fire a 3. It's short, no good. And it bounces off of McGuire's shoulder, picked up by Hugen.
Yeah, both teams just trying to gut check here for
three. Trado for 3. Boom! Finally. He was wide open and buries a 3-pointer. And Pella has matched its largest lead of the game at 4.
Final scores, girls, Pella 69, Newton 44. And the boys, Pella 65, Newton 58. Warren County is the next stop on our highlight tour as Indianola and Norwalk met in an all-Warren County matchup live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner and Mike Effner.
Rebound tipped off into the hands of Blake. Gets it over to White. White quickly down the floor. Grover, layup up and in, and Indianola runs the floor. 52-47, still a 2-possession game. Birmingham dribbles left, another step back 3. Maybe Indianola gets a piece of it, but she hits! The triple for Birmingham, and it's a 2-point game. Blinken, you'll miss it. 16.6 seconds to go. Turns it over, but no, it's going to be back towards Indianola. Clock running with 1 second to go, and a whistle will be blown, and that will do it for the ball game. And Indianola upsets number 8 Norwalk, 55-51. Swings it back out into the hands of Bourne. Bourne nearly loses it, nearly gets to wall to go. Crossover, step back jumper up and in, pretty from Reddick Bourne. And that's tough to stop when he gets an angle like that.
First, the ankle breaker causes Dewall to foul. You got to finish it when you do that, and he does.
McGraw's pass going to be stolen away. Sigrist down the floor, slams it home. Brady Sigrist, the 6'4 junior, shows off the hops, and he puts down the dunk. Not allow this to happen as Schulte drives inside. Great look straight to the hoop. Hayden Schulte for 2. And Indianola tries to climb back in it, but it's a long road ahead. They trail 22-7 here with 1:20 to go in the first quarter.
Final score, Indianola 55, Norwalk 51 in the girls game. And in the boys contest, Norwalk 73, Indianola 44. Our final stop is in Monroe as PCM hosted Perry live on KNIACareless.com. Careless 3 with Clayton Sampson.
She almost got it stolen away. She goes to Steenhut. Steenhut's 3 on the way. Good!
There you go.
Addison Steenhut knocks it down for PCM. She's got 5. To Knapp. Greer has it now at the wing. She throws up a 3. Greer's 3 is good!
All right.
Kenna Greer knocks down the 3 for her first points of the game. PCM spreading the wealth here a little bit tonight. To Lindsay now. Lindsay gets it off to Steenhut, who has it at the wing. Gets it across the floor to the other lane to Milani. He throws up a 3. Good! Lila Milani drills it early. DeVries with it now at the top of the key. Vanderloon's 3 on the way. Good! Cutler Vanderloon knocks it down for PCM for the first points of the game for the Mustangs. Vanderloon in the corner, back out to DeVries, who has it near the wing. Over to Van Dorp. Van Dorp's 3 on the way. Good! Gavin Van Dorp knocks down the 3. Van Dorp with it in the corner now, back over to Wendt. Near the block. 3 on the way for DeVries. It's good.
Nailed it.
Caleb DeVries knocks down the 3. PCM starting to come alive a little bit behind the arc.
Final score in the girls' game, PCM 48, Perry 21. And the boys' final was PCM 82, Perry 45. Highlights from Friday night's action on KNIA KRLS.